Hello, everyone. Namaste. This is Mercedes Warwick, and welcome to the State of Our Womb, Brown-Hued Women Walk on Common Ground. I'm very pleased to be here. This has been a personal journey for me, and the art series, which you can see at www.mercedeswarwickart.com, has truly been a gift of my heart, but it is also, it really brings up emotion. It has been a walk of spirit. My art is very dear to me. I started through a miracle in the joy of God back in September of 2012, and it has just expanded and been really something that brings me peace and contentment and fulfillment. So when I was asked through Spirit to do this series, Brown-Hued Women Walk on Common Ground, it was really, as probably most art is, inspired to be a place of expansion and love and evolvement. I would say that my evolution through this process has been quite phenomenal. The series will have painted pieces, visual art pieces. There have been a series of poetry and prompts. Perhaps I'll bring a couple tomorrow and read them so that we can start discussions amongst our African-American and brown-skinned, brown-hued community, our female community, our empress community. And it has also, we'll have these channels, which will be included in some sort of a public forum. When this work was placed on my heart, I was getting my citizenship after being in the United States for many, many years, my entire adult life. I went to school at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and for some reason, that 4th of July last year, when I was looking and people were really angry about celebrating the birth of this country, and it was in such a juxtaposition to my celebrating becoming a citizen that I think it just opened up something, and the question always is for me, what is the metaphysics in all of this? And so I began to learn and to become sensitive, and that really is the word, sensitive, to some of the history of Native Americans. And I think when you start to seek or look or evolve or understand, comprehend, then, of course, some of the things that were coming in front of me were just horrible, horrible atrocities, that visual atrocities, written things that were just describing slavery in a very graphic way that had not been depicted before. So I am here. I'm going to put on the backup system here. So I am here seeking through spirit an understanding, an expansion of what common ground is for our cultural community and our inheritance. So I wanted to give you just a few ideas about what came through. A command to heal our ancestors came through. It was one of the first things that came through. And it talked about, it is pouring libation over the course of 5 days. And it talked about elevating our ancestors, the spirit of our ancestors that so many of us rely on in our daily walk, just that knowing, or that, you know, what would my Aunt Kay do, or the feeling of love that transcends all time and space that allows us to move forward in a way that we might not have been able to give us that solid standing, the solid strength in our heart and our conviction. That's our ancestors. and they're tired. Generation after generation after generation after generation, they have supported us. And it's in many cases, the calling was, I could hear, it is time for us to go home. It is time for us to go home, rest, bathe in the light, and return. So when a young baby is born, that is an ancestor coming back, yes, with the information and knowledge. Well, the energy shifted between 2016 and 2017. And it was so interesting because I didn't know at the time. I kept saying, oh, I just can't wait till 12:01 a.m. on January 1st. There was an energy shift. And when that energy shifted, the way that we look into and connect with the higher energy, our higher selves, our ancestors, our guides, infinite creator, there's an opportunity for it to be lighter and easier and not so filled with ritual, even though the prayer is libation. But you could have actually a communion of spirit with spirit as you are talking, just like we would talk on the phone or as I'm talking now. And so that was a piece of what came through. The next piece of what came through was the actual understanding that in our community, we are, welcome, we are here, so we are going to help a little bit, but there was an opportunity for our people to be in a space, to really be in a space where we can heal ourselves through our DNA, through our spiritual path and our spiritual growth. And there was not any information coming out to our community about the esoteric changes in the energy that allows ourselves to actually have more inner communion and command, that is the word of spirit, about how we are moving into our health, our healing, our vitality, our abundance, and every aspect of our living in this time and space. And finally, Anono Yeshkena Nanayoko Iyakona Iyeshkena, the expansion of being able to be in a spiritual place, in our spiritual essence, in our true essence, in a way that is so expanded that is beyond anything that we could have ever imagined for ourselves. But we are coming into a realization of this. And as we look at our community, woman to woman, our gifts are expanding and opening and ononone yeshkena. And so the diversity amongst ourselves must be respected is the word that spirit is using. Respected and celebrated. And we must understand that what is yours to do is yours to do, and what is mine to do is mine to do. And as we come together, we walk together on common ground. Now, I will say that I don't know why I was the messenger. I have a good friend who said that I contracted for this. However, we must understand that in this new energy, if our hearts remain in the same space and we look at other cultures around us with eyes that are filled with disdain or hurt or fear, we're not going to be able to move forward in this energy. And I have been in so many groups recently where the tension has been just surprising. I was almost going to say unreal, but it's real for the people that are experiencing it. So it's time for our collective culture to heal so that our ancestors can elevate and so that we can move forward and move energy. Move energy, apply spirituality, be conscious about what we are manifesting in this world as well as for ourselves. So that's it. That is really it in a nutshell. And we're going to move forward into this channel with humility. With humility and with grace. And with compassion and with excitement, because can you just imagine the power and the force of love that we are and that our ancestors are? Can you imagine just almost unleashing that into the creative space that is source? So it is my great pleasure to be the vessel for this time. So let's take a collective inhalation and create a sacred space. And exhale. And inhale through the nose. And exhale through the mouth. Nono nieshke na 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 yoko okona ieshke na na yoko okona nieke na ana nioko. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Ieshke na na yoko, ieshke na na yoko. We are delighted. We are delighted. Ieshke na 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 yoko okona. It has been a while since October. Ieshkona nieshke na, and the vessel ieke na had to come into some understanding and growth and education for herself. Ieshke na 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 yoko okona. So there was many days of why me, why me, why me. Ieshke na 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 yoko okona. But that is partially the reason why. Ieshke na 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 yoko. Do you find that it is easiest or easier to do the work when you have some compassion and understanding, care and concern? Ieshkona nieshkena. So ieshkena, the tinted glasses has come off, and she has seen ieshkona iekena. And one thing she did not say in the preamble is that she is one of from Onioko ekena. From a different country. Her birthplace is Canada. Ieshkona ieshkena. And so the experience of the African American, Nonoyokona, Ieshkena, is not quite in her purview, Iekena Nananiyoko. And so there was some times when she would say, I don't understand, Ieshkena Nananiyoko Okona. But then in her heart, it became a Nononiyeshkena, a feeling of, as she would put it, feeling clueless or naive, Iokona, Ieshkena Nananiyoko. It was interesting over the course of the preparation in the last week or two, Ieshkona, part of the expansion in her awareness, Ieshkona, is what is common ground, Ieshkona, Ieshkena, Nanayoko. If you were looking around you, Ieshkona, and seeing that title, Ieshkona, Ieshkena, what would you think of immediately, Ieshkona, Nanayekena? What is common ground, Ieshkona, Ieshkena, Ananayoshkona? She, Iekena, had a remembering, had an experience on Nonono Ieshkena. And Nonono Ieshkena, this is very sensitive for her because her mother was a hairdresser, Iokona Ieshkena, and never realized in the cultural community that hair could be such a point of divisiveness amongst Iokona women, Nonono Yoko, who were brown-hued, Ieshkena. and the Yokona, Ieshkena, that you would look at one with a certain hairstyle, hair type, or hair process, Yokona, Ieshkena, and have immediate judgment, Onono, Ieshkena, about what her personal, spiritual, Ieshkena, Nanayoko, societal, Ieshkona, familia, family, Onono, Ieshkena, lifestyle would be Ieshkena, Nanayoko. And this was happening within her immediate circle, Ieshkona, as you would say, the circle of influence. So when you expand that out into the society at large, Onono Ieshkena, and you're looking at your sister, Onono Yeko, your elder, Ieshkena, a friend, Yokona Ieshkena, subconsciously, Ieshkona Ieshkena, or a stranger, actually, Yokona Ieshkena, the real instance of judgment, Onono Ieshke, is when you look at a stranger, Onono Ieshkena, Onono Yeko Ieshkena, and then come into this field of immediate Ananayoshko processing exactly who you may think she is, Onono Ieshkena, and what she has accomplished, Onono Ieshkena. So it was a wonder for her, Yokona Ieshkena, coming in Onono Ieshkena and experiencing this. Her own experience was she was applying for a job, Yokona, at an executive vice president level, Ieshkona, and she had been wearing her hair, Ieshkona, naturally, Yokona Onono Ieshkena, and she was more worried about the hairstyle than she was about the interview question, Yokona Ieshkena. Anana Yoko Okona Ieshkena Nani Yoko Okona. Beyond that, Ieshkena, and what is real, is what is happening in the world today, Ieshkona Ieshkena Nani Yoko, and what judgments do you have around these things, Yokona Ieshkena. So, Yokona Ieshkena, when she began about a few days ago to look at or have some opening and understanding about common ground, those two words, Onono Ieshkena, she had realized, Ieshkena Nani Yoko, that she was in the very tangible, third-dimensional, linear way of expressing this, Yokona Ieshkena. And her fear of doing this work, and it is quite honest to say the fear, Yokona Ieshkena, the arguments that she had had with her mother over race, Yokona came up, Ieshkena Nani Yoko. So who am I? I am not a community pillar marching, Yokona, stomping ground, Ieshkena, Onono Ieshkena. Ananayoko, the fear, Ieshkena, and then some very real conversations with European women who she dearly loved, elders, Onono Ieshkena, and they're not understanding Ieshkena of the effect, Yokona Ieshkena, that slavery has had on the very DNA of the system, of the physical genetic system, Yokona Ieshkena, and we will talk about that, Ieshkena, and how it gets commuted, Onono Ieshkena. And then Ieshkena Nana Ieshkona, this very linear, third-dimensional way of saying common ground, Ieshkona Ieshkena. And does that mean that I have to move you into my way of thinking? Or should I be moved into your way of thinking so that we can come into a population of force, Nana Ieshkona, and power, Ieshkena, and cultural expression, Ieshkena Nana Ieshko Ieshkena? All of these things are required, Ieshkena Nani Yoko. We will say, Yokona, that there is a theme, Yokona, if there is one theme, Ieshkena, going through this, that love, Ieshkona, is Yokona subject to the law of polarity, Ieshkona, just like any other thing in existence, Yokona, Ieshkena. So when we talk of love here, Ieshkona, Ieshkena, yes, it is tender and it's compassion, Yokona. It's romantic, Ieshkona. It can be collaborative, Ieshkona, Ieshkena. But make no mistake, Yokona, Ieshkena, Nani Yoko. Love is also strength. Yes, Yoko, Nani Ieshkena. Love is strength, Ieshkena, Nani Yoko, and force, Yokona, Ieshkena, Nani Yoko. And love and the motivation of love and being in love and standing as love, Yokona, and creating through love, Ieshkena, Nani Yoko, is a force to be reckoned with, Yokona, Ieshkena, Nani Yoko. So do not expect soft music in the background, Ieshkena, Nani Yoko, Okona, Ieshkena. This is a, yes, we will be breathing, Ieshkona, Ieshkena, but this is applied spirituality, Ieshkona, Ieshkena, and it is also spiritual activism, Ieshkena, Nani Yoko. Applied spirituality is bringing Anoni Eshkena spiritual forces together, your spiritual integrity, Iokona, your spiritual conviction, Iokona, Eshkena, and applying it, Ioshkona, to move your life, Eshkena, for your highest and most glorious manifestation of the divine, Iokona, Anoni Eshkena. Spiritual activism, Iokona, Eshkena, is the same. The difference is, however, that as a collective, Ioshkona, Eshkena, something may not be going as it is best. The forces, the Iokona, may not be working for your highest good, Ioshkona, Eshkena, or the highest good of your collective, Eshkena. And so you use your spiritual conviction, Ananani Eshkena, to move the energy, Ioshkona, Eshkena, as a collective, for the collective. So these things, when you say common ground, the easy English is respect, common ground, being in a situation, and coming into some sort of mutual understanding, Iokona iena, moving it into the higher perspective, Ieshkena nanayoko. Common ground can be love. Just acting and looking at somebody and seeing the love and having love for her, Iokona, her position, her lifestyle, Ieshkena nanayoko, and having compassion about the path she may have walked that may bring her into a place that is uniquely her own, Ononon Ieshkena, or whether she knows it or not. Because that is part of the purpose of these gatherings, Iokona Nanayeke, so that she understands, so that you understand, that there is common ground. That while the Anononi Eshkena, while the Anana Huyokona Eshkena, while the experiences may be different, Ioshkona Eshkena, the feelings are the same. Anononi Eshkena Nanayoko. Tough talk sometimes, Iokona Eshkena. We've gone into groups, Iokona Eshkena, and Ananani Yoko Eshkena have experienced Eshkena real anguish and anger, Iokona Eshkena. How do we become culturally diverse? Should we become culturally diverse? What has happened in the past is scarring what is happening in my way and my walk in the future. This is real. These tensions are real. And they're whispered or held, which is really the greater travesty. The whispering, at least there's an exchange of communication. But when your sister has gone through something, like rape or abuse, that she has no place to go to talk about it, Ioshkona Ieshkena. And Lord, in heaven forbid, Ieshkena Nanayoko, that it should have happened or could have happened by a person of another culture, Ieshkena Nanayoko. The pain is deep, Iokona Ieshkena. The pain of economic disparity, Ioshkona, and having to work harder, longer, Ieshkena. Without recognition, Ononon Ieshkena. The pain is real, Iokona Ieshkena. We could go into spiritual, Ononon Ieshkena, gobbledygook is what our vessel calls it, Ieshkena Nanayoko. Where we look and we try to slather and lather spirituality on it, Ioshkona. But it is like putting a scab, a layer of balm, on a festering infection that is deep within your soul, Ioshkena Nanayoko. And while some may be moving forward, Ioshkena Nanayoshkona, Ioshkena, others have the weight of the ball and the chain. Anononi Ioshkona, Ioshkena. Tonight we will not talk of the Ananiyoshikonaniyokona, the institutionalized slavery, Iyeshkena, that has affected the DNA, Ananiyoshikona. But we will have said, Iyokona, Iyeshkena, in very real terms, Iyokona, Iyeshkena, that it is real, Iyeshkena. How could you be, beaten, enslaved, basic dignity, human dignity, stripped, Iyokona, and Anono Yeshkena for years and years and years and years, and those years and years and years and years, Yokona, and expect Yokona Niyeshkena, that the behavioral systems, Yokona, the genetic systems, Yokona, the spiritual systems, Yokona Niyeshkena, and the historical Yeshkena systems within a culture, Yeshkena Nananiyoko Yeshkena, have not been affected. It is just not real, Yeshkena, Yokona. And if you are at all Yeshkena in alignment, Yeshkena, with the spiritual laws, Yokona, Yeshkena, and Yekena, how do you make these shifts, Yokona, Yeshkena, without applying a layer of spiritual gobbledygook, Yeshkena, trying to fool yourself into believing, Yeshkena, that changes, Yeshkena, Nani Yoko, that you're manifesting, whether through Ananoniyoshkona survival instinct, Onononiyoshkena, or real applied spirituality, Iyeshkena, Ananoniyoko Okona, is Ananoniyoshkona, Ananoniyoko, not real, Iyekena, or real, Iyeshkena, Ananoniyoko, Iyekena. So this is tough talk and tough language, and it is an area that Onononiyoshkena, we do not come into easily, Iyeshkena, Ananoniyoko, but basic spiritual law, Yeshkena na Niyekena. Think about it. Basic spiritual law, Yeshkena na Niyoko Yeshkena, suggests, no, no, Yeshkena, wrong word, oh, no, no, Yeshkena, is absolute Yeshkena. Is absolute Yeshkena. That is why the healing, Yeshkona, at the deeper levels, Yeshkena, Ananoniyoko is becoming present for you, Ananoniyoshkona, Iyeshkena, to consider Yoshkona, Iyeshkena. Recently, Yoshkona, we talked about the transplantation, Ananoniyoko, and what that Ananoniyoshkena effect had, Yoshkona, Iyeshkena, on an entire culture of people, Yoshkona, not dogs, or horses, Yeshkena, or cows, Yokona, Yeshkena, Naniyoko. People. It is through the womb that we heal, Yeshkona, Yeshkena, Naniyoko. It is through the woman that we heal, Yeshkena, Naniyoko, Opona. It is through the individual woman that we heal, Ananoniyoshkona. It is through Yeshkena, your gifts, that we heal, Yeshkena, Ananoniyoko, Okona. It is through Yeshkena, Ananoniyoko, this talk that you talk to yourself and your children, Yokona, Yeshkena, that we heal, Yeshkena, Ananoniyoko, Ananiyekena. Ananoniyeshkena. So, we were indigenous people. We were indigenous people. We could hear Mother Nature whispering, Ananoniyoko, listen to the whispers in the wind, Yoshkona, Yeshkena. We could hear Yeshkena and look up at the stars and see Yeshkena, the movement of the universe, and know Yeshkena, Ananoniyoko, Yeshkena, what Yoshkona disturbances there were in the subtle frequencies, Yeshkena Naniyoko. We could feel Yeshkena Naniyoko through our heart, Yeshkona, and through our very skin, Yeshkena Naniyoko Okona. When something was awry, Okona Yeshkena, or there was something to be celebrated, Yeshkena Naniyoko. This energy, Yeshkona, Yeshkena, and the shift in the energy, Yeshkona, Yeshkena, between 2016, actually 2012 to 2016, and now 2017, Yeshkona, Yeshkena. These subtleties and the spiritual frequencies, Onono, Yeshkena, are available, Yeshkona, Yeshkena, Yeshkona. Let us give you, Yeshkena, some real Yeshkena examples, Yeshkona, Yeshkena. There is a lot of noise in the United States of America at the moment, Yeshkona, Yeshkena, Naniyoko. And people are uproaring about this and uproaring about that, Yeshkona, Yeshkena. And we are not saying, Yeshkena, that this is not appropriate, Yeshkena, because you have to remember the basic tenet of what we are speaking of, Yeshkona, Yeshkena. Everyone has their peace and their work to do, Yeshkena, Naniyoko, Okona. But underneath all of this noise, Yeshkena, Naniyoko, Okona, underneath all of this noise, Yeshkena, Naniyoshkena, it has gotten silent again. Yeshkona, Yeshkena, have you noticed? Can you hear it? And what is the silence saying? That is enough for now, but it is something for you to truly consider, Yeshkena Naniyoko, because Yeshkena Naniyoko, in the silence, within the silence, Yeshkena Naniyoko, is Yeshkona Yeshkena, some Naniyoshkona, whispers in the wind, Yeshkona. It is time to begin to take care of your young ones, Yeshkona Yeshkena. To know where they are, Yeshkena. To ensure that they have the ability to protect themselves, Yeshkona Yeshkena. To understand where home is, Yeshkona Yeshkena. And for your young ones, Yeshkona Yeshkena, to understand, Onono Yeshkena, who is a stranger, Yeshkona, and who is not, Yeshkena Naniyoko, and where their little bodies belong, Yeshkena Naniyekena Naniyoko. This is a whisper in the wind, Yeshkona Naniyekena Naniyoko. Where are your young people? What are they doing? Do they know how to protect themselves? Do they know where to go in case of an emergency? This is a whisper in the wind, Yeshkona Yeshkena. And one of your community sisters, your community mothers, your community queens and empresses may have this feeling in her stomach and in her soul, Yeshkena Naniyoko. And we must be able to hear her and to know Yeshkena Naniyoko and to respect it enough, Yeshkena Naniyoko, to begin to apply practical measures and spiritual measures to Yeshkona, ensure the safety of your children, Yeshkona Yeshkena. What is going on, Yeshkena Naniyoko, with all of this distraction, Yeshkona Yeshkena? The spiritual principle, Yeshkona Yeshkena Naniyekena, and how are you applying it, Yeshkona Yeshkena, within your home? In your setting, you have power, Yeshkona, and force, Ananiyeshke, of conviction and love, Yeshkona, Yeshkena. And what is more powerful than a mother's love, Yeshkena, and the creativity of the womb space, Yeshkona, to bring forth everything that is required in this moment, Yeshkona, Yeshkena. The walking on common ground, Yeshkona, Yeshkena, Naniyoko, is not just seeing someone's hair texture and saying, oh, I respect you and love you as another black woman, another brown-hued woman, Yeshkona Naniyeshkena. It is listening to her words and her heartbeat and her gift, Yeshkena Naniyoko, and respecting Yeshkena, the gift, Naniyeshkena. As an indigenous people, Yeshkona Yeshkena, we had this. So the next phase in the evolution, Ananayoshko, Ananayeke, of our vessel was, Yeshkena Ananayoko, that she went to an event, Yesh Kainan Ananyoko, where there was a channel, Yesh Kainan Ananyoko, and the channel, Yesh Kena, a lovely person, Yesh Kena Nananyoko, one who is she, Onono Yesh Kena, has continued to listen to his information, Onono Yesh Kena, was talking about the new energy, Yesh Kona, Yesh Kena. And as she walked into the room, Yesh Kona, and looked around, Yesh Kena Nananyoko, there was not another person of African-American descent. Onono Yesh Kena, what is the metaphysics of this? Onono Yesh Kena, Yokona, not one. Are we so busy surviving Yesh Kona Nana Yokona that we have not bothered, or Onono Yesh Kena, that is really harsh, Yokona Yesh Kena, but we have not been able to, Yesh Kona Yesh Kena, tap into the metaphysics Anono Nieshkena, the non-physical Nieshkena Nananyoko. So this particular channel, Nieshkona, has information about how the DNA, Nananyoko, is not just the genetic structure of our physical body temple, Nieshkena Nananyoko. He is imparting information, Iokona Nieshkena, about the esoteric Nieshkena structure of the DNA, Nieshkona Nieshkena. He is also imparting wisdom, Iokona Ieshkena, about Ieshkena Nananyoko. The interdimensional, our interdimensional ability, Ieshkona Ieshkena, to tap into the inner frequencies, the subtle frequencies, Iokona Niekena, to release karma, Ieshkona. In other words, you do not have to have this atrocity happen in your life, Yoshkona, to glean the lessons, Yokona Yeshkena. As a matter of fact, Yeshkena Nanayoko, he is talking that there is a Nanayoshko structure within the esoteric DNA that you have within your energetic system, Yokona, that is yours and uniquely yours, Yokona Yeshkena, and that you can tap into this esoteric space, Yokona, to glean information on how to heal your innate, your body. Your body has an innate ability to heal itself, Yokona Nieshkena. And as our vessel is looking around the room, Yokona Nieshkena Nanayoko, she is thinking, who within our culture, Yeshkona, is tapping into this information and these frequencies of wisdom, Yokona, so this information gets imparted to our people, Yeshkona Nieshkena Nanayoko. It's time to breathe. Breathe our way into the metaphysical realms, Yoshkona Ieshkena, so we can tap into our inner being, Iekena Nanani Ieshkena, and understand this, Yokona Ieshkena. So when your children come forward as new ancestors, Ieshkena Nanayoko, and they are speaking of this, Ieshkena Nanayoko, that we will have the ability, Yoshkona Niekena, to be Ieshkena Nanayoko in alignment. To be in alignment. To be in alignment. Inono ni Ieshkena Nanayoko Kona. To be in alignment, Ieshkena. Onono ni Ieshkena Nananyoko. So it is not just important, Ieshkena Nananyoko, for us, Onono ni Ieshkena, for you, Yokona, brand new women, Ieshkona, Ieshkena, to understand the subtleties, Yokona, Ieshkena, but to even grow Ieshkena and expand the wisdom and knowledge of your children, Onono Ieshkena, and the children to be, Ieshkena Nanayoko, because they will be coming in with knowledge, Yokona, and experience, Onono Ieshkena, and advancement, Ieshkena Nanayoko, that we can only dream of, Ieshkona Ieshkena. Can you imagine? Let's use our vessel as an example, Ieshkona. This whole journey of stepping into her gift, Yashkona, and understanding who she is, Yashkona, and what it means to be a spiritual channel, Ononeshkena, and the channel itself, Yashkona, and the tapping in, Yashkena, Nanayoko. All of that, the ancestor will come back with that information already there so that they can build on it and move forward. Ononeshkena. So do you have little ones at home now, Yashkena, and you're thinking, what is this little person? Who is this 90-year-old in my 5-year-old body? And we have to be able to be in a space, Yokona, in order to be able to, Yokona, have the expansive mindset to accept the little one who is in front of us as they are, as a divine magnificence as they are, and not squash something because we do not understand it. That is living in the new energy. So it is a celebration, but it is also a time for expansion and understanding, and the wisdom, to know that the common ground is that that is in the non-physical, the non-yeshkena, as well as the physical, yeshkena, the metaphysical, yeshkena, as well as the tangible, yeshkena, anana no yoko okona. And then finally, yeshkena anana no yoko, at least along these veins, yeshkona, she has started to say the unknown and the unseen, yeshkena anana no yoko okona, the unknown and the unseen, Yashkona Niyekena. For there's things that you will not know. There are places you will be asked to be, and you will not know how to be there. Anono Niyeshkena, how to express there, Yashkona Niyeshkena, Anana Niyoko. How to, Anana Niyeshkena, Anana Niyoshkona. The excellent there, Ananiyeshkena. When you come into this esoteric understanding of the wisdom of the kingdom that is within you and the kingdom that is, and how your body is just the casing, Ananiyeshkena, it's like it's the cup in which the spiritual energy, Ananiyeshkena, is housed in the Yokona. You know, and you get to take a sip of this energy that is within you, Yashkona, Yekena. But it is you, Yashkena, the energy, Yokona, never, ever, ever dies, Yokona, Yashkena. So within this wonderful expanse that we would call the infinite intelligence, Onono, Yashkena, the divine source, Onono, Yashkena, God, creator, Yashkona, when you have the esoteric understanding, Yashkena, of these forces that are within you, Yashkena, Nananayoko, and expressed as you, Yokona, and expressed as the infinite creator, source, divine, Yashkena, Nananayoko, there is no Ananayeshkena unknown to you, Yashkena, Nananayoko. So why are we talking about this now? Because the miracle happens, Ananayoko, as you align up, Yashkona, Yashkena, in times of stress, dire need, Yashkona, survival, Yashkena, Ananayoko, Yashkena, look around you, Yashkena, can you honestly say, Yashkena, that that which is expressing in your life, Yashkena, Ananayoko, Yashkena, is not connected to in some way, something else, someone else, Yashkona, Ananayoshkena. So every day, Yashkena, we could affect change, Yashkona, in the systematic, Yashkona, degradation of the cultural integrity, Ananayokona, Yashkena, of brown-hued people, Yashkena, Ananayashkona. If every day, every one of us, Yashkona, sent love, Yoshkona, to our culture. Yeshkena, nani Yeshkena. And we know, Yeshkena, nani Yoko, what goes around comes around, yes? Yeshkona, nani Yeshkena. So, Yeshkena. We will say for now, in theory, but it is law. Yoshkona nani yeshkena. You will see yeshkena nani yoko. Love return. Konona yeshkena nani yoshkona ni yeshkena nani yoko ikena nani yeshkena nani yokona. So what we will ask you for this evening, yeshkena nani yoko, is to understand yeshkena. That on the linear plane of the third dimension, Yoshkona nani Yeshkena, common ground may look like Yoshkona Yeshkena friends, no Yeshkena, people who have the same understanding as you do, Yoshkona Yeshkena, people who are with your same they say age range, demographics, you know, think about demographics. They dress like you, they're in the same income level as you, you know, no Yeshkena, and then you go, perhaps, Yoshkona Yeshkena, no Yeshkena, this is very almost sarcastic, and then you go out of the goodness of your heart, and then you help somebody, Yoshkona, in need, Yoshkona Yeshkena. And then you would take this to a different level and common ground, maybe Yoshkona, Yoshkona, Yeshkena, that you have common ground through the heart. Yeshkena, through your spiritual community, Yeshkona, Yeshkena. And then the next level of common ground, Yoshkona, Yeshkena, maybe through the understanding that you are a human being, Yoshkona, Yeshkena. And then the next layer of common ground may be that you understand that you are divine esoteric energy. And then the next layer of common ground is that you understand the magnificence that you truly are and that your sister truly is. And that the blending of those two, absolutely the relieving of the body of both of you, and really seeking to understand and know and realize the knowing of your divine essence, Yoshkona Yeshkena. And then from there, what magnificence can we conjure up for this world, for society, for your community, for your family, for your children, for yourself, for your children, for your family, for your community, for your the country, for the world, and for the multi-universe, Yoshkona Yeshkena. What are we putting into that intelligence? What are we putting into that conscious intelligence, Yoshkona Yeshkena? When we get to the point, Yoshkona Yeshkena, that we realize, Yoshkona, that this indigenous aspect of our very being and essence, Ananana Yeshkona, has been trampled upon, and that is really being Ananana Yeshkona kind, trampled upon. Yeshkona Nani Yeshkena. And we begin to heal the individual hurt and pain, Yeshkona. We are healing individual hurt and pain, Yeshkena. We are healing the collective, Yeshkona, Yeshkena. People who love our vessel, Yeshkena, may not understand this so well, Yeshkena, Yoko. But we are not, as a culture, Yeshkena, Yokona. We changed the English. As a culture, we have become stagnant in our ways. Yeshkona, Yeshkena, Ananana, Niyoko. Yeshkena. And it is changeable. It is malleable. It is dynamic, Yoshkona, and it is Nono Yeshkena, available for healing. Yeshkena, Nanani Yoshkona. Anana Niyoko, Yekena, Ahana Ni Yeshkena, Nanani Yoko, Kona. In the in a recent channel, Yeshkona, she said she saw the switches and the switches were warped. Yokona within the DNA, Yeshkena, based on the atrocities in Ononi Yeshkena of the maltreatment, Yokona, Yeshkena. Ononi Yeshkona. Later, we adjusted her understanding, Yeshkona, Yeshkena, because there are switches available. Yeshkena that can be flipped on, just like you would flip on a light switch, Yoshkona, Yeshkena, that will allow the collective consciousness of brown-hued women, Yoshkona, Yeshkena, to come into Yeshkena, a collective healing, Yoshkona, Yeshkena. Yakona, Yeshkena. And we are showing her the gifts of spirit within this collective, Yoshkona, Yeshkena. You must understand, Yoshkona, Yeshkena, that the other thing and the other reason, Anonon Yeshke, this is coming forward, is because you may not have even been aware to ask for it, Yoshkona, Yeshkena. And as with anything, Anonon Yeshkona, you have free will and free choice, Yoshkona, Yeshkena. So are you looking at a situation, Anonon Yeshkona, where, as an example, a man has shown up in your life who is not Yoshkona, Yeshkena, reacting, Yoshkona, in a way that is protective and Yeshkena, and protection, Yokona, providing, Yeshkena, loving, Yoshkona, Yeshkena. Those switches are available to you. The commands are available to you, but it is not a matter of healing on the third-dimensional linear plane, because more is just going to show, that one will go away, and then another one will show up, and it will just be the same thing. Is having the understanding, Yoshkona, and Yeshkena, with care, compassion, and concern, Yoshkona, and choice, Yekena, that you can choose to awaken those indigenous switches, Yokona, and Yeshkena, and Yoko, which allows the nobility, Yokona, the regalness, Yeshkena, the expressive expansiveness of gift, and the divine, Yoshkona, to come through, Yeshkena, and Yoko. This is the metaphysics, Anonono Yeshkena. If you are not aware of what to ask for, how do you ask for it? Yoshkona, therefore, how do you switch? How do you switch an entire culture, an entire mindset? Yoshkona Yeshkena. A group mentality, Yeshkena Nananayoko. If you do not understand what to ask for, Yeshkena Nananayoko. So yes, there's the chakra system and the meditation and the prayer and all of these things, Yeshkena, and you can stay in there, and the evolution will be Yeshkena, gradual, Yokona, Yoshkona. And perhaps for the individual, if it is their time, it might ignite and be on fire, Yoshkona, Yeshkena. But what are we looking for? What are we seeing? Yoshkona nani yekena. Yokona. So part of the metaphysics, Yoshkona, is known understanding that you don't know Yeshkena, and putting into the infinite intelligence, Yokona, the question of what do I not know? What is the metaphysics of all of this? Yeshkena nana yoko. That is the question. That is the question that came through source. That is the question that came through spirit. That is the question that our vessel has been asking. And I bet you there are times that she has wished that she has never come up with that question, because since then she can no longer look at a situation and not be in the esoteric, in the underlying energy, Yoskona, and understanding what is it that I'm seeing, what is it that I'm hearing, what is it that I'm experiencing in the subtle frequencies, Yokona na niyeshkena, because that's where the shift, the changes, anononiyekena, and the desires, anananiyoko, manifest, Yokona yeshkena. Do not, anononiyeshkena, do not, dear ones, Yoshkona, Yokona yeshkena, be concerned that you do not know the question, or you do not know the way, yeshkena, ananiyoko, naniyeshkena. However, Yeshkena Nananiyoko, know this, Yeshkena Nananiyoko, if you choose to not be with us for the rest of this, or Anononi Yeshkena, you go off on your merry way, Yeshkena Nananiyoko, you will know this from just this one thing, Yeshkena Nananiyoko. Begin to play in the esoteric. Begin to play in the unknown. Begin to know that Yoshkona Yeshkena, that the programming within your DNA, Yeshkena, that allows you to fall into certain situations, Anono Yeshkena, express judgment in a certain way, Yeshkena Nananiyoko, is to be looked at and examined. And we all have it, Yoshkona Nani Yeshkena. It is not that we get so spiritual, Yeshkena Nananiyoko, that we do not have inbred human judgment, Anono Yeshkena. But the spirituality allows us to recognize it and be aware of it and shift it, Yoshkona Yeshkena. So hopefully we will not, Yoshkona Yeshkena, be in there, Anono Yeshkena, and then we can release it and release it entirely. That is our wish for you, Yoshkona Yeshkena. So we think that is enough for now, Yeshkena Nananiyoko. It is a lot, Yoshkona Yeshkena. But look at the common ground. Think about those words, Yeshkena. What do they mean to you, Yeshkena Nananiyoko? And then ask yourself, Yoshkona, what is the metaphysics? What is the metaphysics? What are the subtle frequencies, Yoshkona Nani Yeshkena? What am I seeing? What am I hearing? What am I seeing? What am I learning? What am I seeing? What am I feeling? What am I seeing? What am I hearing? What am I seeing? Nananani Yoshkona. Soften your eyes. We will talk about that tomorrow. Soften your eyes. Release your brain and allow yourself to step into the subtle realm, Yoshkona, and experience the magnificence. Nananani Yoshkona. Brown-hued women, Yoshkona Nana Yoko. Are you listening to the whispers in the wind? Yoshkona Nana Yoshkona. It is time. It is time. We see the babies, Yekona and Yekena. We see the return of the ancestors, and we see the perplexed looks on your faces as well, Yeshkena Nananiyoko. Yeshkona Naniyeke, because they're coming in with an exuberance for life, they're coming in with talent, they're coming in expressing. They're expressive, Yoshkona. They're coming in creative. They're creative, Yoshkona. They're coming in, Ononona Yeshkena. They're coming in resourceful, Yeshkena Nani Yeshkona. They will think of things that you will not even think of, and they'll just be as quick as a whip, Yononona Yeshkena. And you'll be thinking, why didn't I think of that? Or how did they know that? They're only two. Yononona Yeshkena. They will have eating patterns, Yoshkona Yeshkena, that you will not understand, Yeshkena Nananiyoko, and they will be Anononi Yeshkena expressing themselves, Yoshkona Yeshkena, in ways that express the subtle frequencies, and you'll be thinking, I don't see that there. Anononi Yeshkena, how do they know that, Yeshkena Nananiyekena? And you have to get out of their way. You have to be able to allow them to, Anono Nieshke, now fly! Fly! So love this. Think about it. Anono Nieshke, now seek and explore it. Anono Nieshke, na yoko na niyena. Bring your sisters, your cousins, your aunts, your mothers, yokona, into the common ground. Anono Nieshke, na yoko. It is important that we understand the esoteric energies, because the frequencies are changing. And if you hold on to the old heavy stuff, you'll be flying with a ball and a chain, yoshkona, and the whips. Yokona Ieshkena. And you will not feel Yokona Ieshkena, the full wonderment that is your birthright, Yokona, as the divine. That is enough for now. No, Ieshkena, na, Yoko. We love you, we love you, we love you. And we wish you adieu.